This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Julian Morin is a jazz pianist and singer from Germany who performs a very narrative style of music, combining influences from folk, modern jazz, and indie rock. And that was a taste of his music just there. And Julian will be in Malaysia this weekend with his quartet. They'll be performing on the 18th and 19th of October at Alexis Bistro Ampang. Julian is joining me today via Skype from Taipei. So Julian, you were touring Asia and Europe last year, and that included a show in Malaysia as well. And this is your second tour. Is it going to be a very different show?
We wrote a couple new songs. Well, I wrote a couple new songs. And of course, we're going to play new songs, old songs. It's going to be different in a way that our drummer is different. Last time it was a drummer from Singapore. Was great, but this year I chose to come with a drummer from Austria who I was playing with quite a lot in recent years. So, of course, that changes the sound. A new member in the band always changes the sound. Mm.
So who are the other band members that you'll be touring with?
So we have, as I said, our drummer from Vienna, from Austria. His name is Konstantin Kreutler. And then we have from Malaysia, our guitarist. His name is Andrew Cheng. And I met him at Berklee College of Music, and we were living together in New York for 1 year. So we've been playing a lot. Mm-hmm. And he's also the reason why we tour Malaysia at all. Mm-hmm. And then the bassist from Taiwan, Yujia Liao.
And you're known as a singer-songwriter. You're also a pianist. And your music really combines everything from modern jazz to folk to indie rock with a whole lot of other influences as well. So how would you describe your sound or your music to someone who hasn't heard it before?
Hasn't heard it before. Yeah, that's always a tough question because as you've just said, it's such wide influences, you know. It's really where how I grew up. I always grew up listening to all kinds of different music. So I would say my music, what I care about in my music is beautiful and memorable melodies. And I care about spontaneity that definitely comes from the jazz music. Improvisation is always part of all my songs. Mm. And I care about writing good lyrics in a way that I want to say something. And that is really because as a singer, I feel that as soon as a song has good lyrics, I really enjoy singing. Without good lyrics, I don't really enjoy singing.
And in terms of your own background, how does that influence your music and your songwriting?
Oh yeah, so I started playing piano. I was 6 years old, and it was strictly classical music. And at that time, the only thing I listened to was classical music. And I did that for about 8 years, and then I discovered pop music. So, I was 12 years old. I had my first rock band, and we were playing like everything like the Eagles, Robbie Williams, that kind of music. And I was singing there. So for me, it was always, I always went back and forth between seeing myself more as a piano player, again as a singer, then as a piano player. And that went on for many years. So I discovered pop music. And actually, it was Robbie Williams. He brought out an album at some point called Swing When You're Winning, mm-hmm, which has
right.
All kinds of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, all that kind of swing music. And I really loved that, and I wanted to sing that kind of music. However, my band at that time, they really got into like punk rock music, which what people were listening to in my age. And so they didn't go along. They didn't want to play that swing music. And I founded a new band. I wanted to have a big band. It ended up becoming a trio. I couldn't find all the people for a big band in my town. And so, because I couldn't find a piano player, I had to play it myself. I knew how to play classical piano, so I said, well, let's figure out how to play swing music on the piano. And then I really got into just playing instrumental music. I loved it so much to play jazz piano, so I got even more into instrumental jazz and much less into singing. So it was always back and forth. And then the world music influence that is in my sound as well. I guess I love traveling, and every time I travel to another country, I make sure to find out something about the music. I buy some local records, and that's how I always traveled.
Mm. How old are you now, Julian?
I'm 26.
And you've been performing since what age?
Well, I guess my first rock band, I had regular gigs with. I was 12 years old, 13 years old, I guess we started gigging.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's quite a journey, and it's really interesting to hear how you started off from something that was more contemporary, but then sort of moved towards something that perhaps for your age, especially at that time, wouldn't have been quite common. What drew you to jazz and swing and big band and that style of music?
You know, I don't really know. I mean, I just love that sound. It was something that I honestly never heard before, because, as I said, I grew up really listening to only classical music. In my home, it was only classical music. And even slight pop music for a long time was something I could not enjoy. Mm-hmm. But then when all my friends started listening to pop and rock music, I really got into that. So I don't know what it was with swing music. Maybe it was just something that I never heard before, because I don't know how it is in Malaysia. I know that in the US, people know Frank Sinatra, at least for his Christmas music, you know, but I did not know any of, I never heard that song, that artist before. I didn't know who it is. For me, it was just, oh, Robbie Williams was doing this kind of music also, that's interesting. Mm. And then I realized it's actually not his music, it's old songs. And so I got into, you know, like just discovering all these kind of beautiful songs.
This was when you were growing up in Germany, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you moved to the US, I believe, after high school, was it?
Yeah, it was pretty much right after high school. Yeah, the reason was that my piano teacher at that time in Germany, or actually in Switzerland, because I live right at the border, so I was studying with a piano teacher from the local jazz college, and he studied at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Mm. So I just applied. I had no idea what the school is like, and I just thought, well, let's give it a shot and see if they give me some sort of scholarship, because without that, it wouldn't really have worked out. But then it was a great decision, because Berklee actually influenced me a lot too in becoming more kind of finding my own voice. And because until Berklee, and also to, you know, because I knew now I want to study jazz piano, I was practicing a lot of jazz piano to get good at that. And then at Berklee, actually, because Berklee is such a, it has a lot of students from around the world, and it really encouraged to learn about music from all around the world as well. So I got to play with people from Greece, people from Eastern Europe, from South America, and of course now Malaysian, you know. So it's I got to discover a lot of different music, and that influenced me a lot. It kind of helped me to maybe rediscover what I already did as a child, which was going through all these different phases and all these different kind of influences and kind of bringing them together.
And you mentioned earlier as well that Berklee was where you met Andrew Cheng, who is now a frequent collaborator with you. How do your different styles sort of come together when you perform?
It's interesting, because I feel like our styles are, well, of course, we listen to somewhat different music, but we really influence each other a lot also what kind of music we listen to. So until I met Andrew, actually, I wasn't listening much to guitar music. Now I listen to a lot of guitar music because of him. And also, it's interesting to notice that guitar and piano is always a little challenging in any band, because these two instruments kind of have the same or similar role. Mm-hmm. They can be accompanying instruments, they can be soloists, and in any setting when guitarist and pianist are coming together, it's always a little challenge to work out how to work together. And with Andrew, it was actually he was the first person where I realized how nice it can be to have a guitar in your band, because until then I didn't really want any guitarist in my band.
And how do you sort of work this out during your performances, you know, in terms of what the sound is going to be, and especially the improvisation? How does that work?
Well, you know, the way we started was that actually got to know each other. We were in one ensemble or some workshop class together at Berkeley, where it was about, it was a workshop about interacting almost like in a free way, sometimes on jazz standards, on common songs, but it was really of interacting to each other and really listening to the other person rather than to yourself. So I think that approach is really important for us, to really listen to what is going on in the band. And with Andrew, it was that he just liked my playing and the way we interacted in that class. So when he did his senior recital, which is the last kind of concert that you do as a performance major at Berkeley, and he asked me if I want to play on it, and I said sure, thinking that I'll be part of some band. Mm-hmm. But then he said it's going to be just 1 hour of duo piano guitar music. So as soon as I realized that, I said, okay, we have to meet a lot, because we have to really find a way to make this guitar piano thing work. And so we were playing, you know, for a couple of months, just a couple of times a week. We met up and we just played and played and played and played. And since then, it was kind of like that. When we moved together to New York, we just played every night. We made sure to play at least for like, you know, 20 minutes or so.
So what can we expect from your upcoming show at Alexis?
I don't know how the vibe is at Alexis, but I just know from myself and from our band that we're going to give our best to just play beautiful music for the whole night and play an interesting show. Mm-hmm. And we really care about, you know, we care about our music a lot. We play it by heart, not with sheet music, because we really want to have this interaction with the in between the musicians, but also with the audience. I feel like having sheet music in front of you is always a kind of a little wall between the musicians and the audience. So it's like, we're going to have a beautiful night. That's for sure.
And what kind of songs, and what's the set list going to be like?
The set list is similar to last year, what we did, but of course I wrote a bunch of new songs that we're going to add. I got influenced a little bit more by my own father's mm-hmm. heritage, where he's from Peru. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to more of South American music. There's a little bit in there, not that we are like a salsa band now, but like there's some influences in that, and some like Cuban and some Brazilian influences in the music as well. So, but apart from that, we play a lot of the songs that we played last year. Maybe one difference is that I wanted to include more vocal songs. Last year we also did, I think, 4 instrumental songs. Mm. This time it's going to be just 2, because mm-hmm. I feel like that might be also something a little more unique. There are not so many, there are not so many singers, first of all, that play piano, or vice versa. Of course there are, but I think in jazz music, in that kind of jazz music that I do, there's not so much.
So you mentioned the fact that you drew on your father's heritage a little bit for this, some of the songs. And then earlier you also talked about how you get inspired in your travels to include elements of world music in your compositions. I'm just curious about, because from the pieces that I've heard, because I've never watched you perform, but I've heard your music online. From the pieces that I've heard, there's really a wide palette of sounds. There are things that sound Middle Eastern. There are things that sound, as you pointed out, more South American. And then there's this nice combination of modern jazz, a little bit of rock. What is the process of drawing these influences together? Is it very deliberate, or is it something that happens more instinctually for you?
I don't think it's very deliberate. When I compose, I really just sit down. I mean, usually I get ideas not at the piano first. I get ideas when I just walk around, or, you know, at moments where I don't expect it at all. Maybe some rhythm comes in my mind, some melody or some small line of lyrics. And then I sit down at the piano and I just try out. And at some point, I always get soon the idea of what direction it's going to be stylistically. And somehow I think it all works. You know, it sounds like we play all kinds of different genres, but I think in the end it's really just music that is, you know, influenced by the music I listen to, grew up listening to, the music I love. So it's not really deliberate. Maybe the only deliberate thing I did was kind of analyzing my music at some point. I think that was after last year's tour. I analyzed my music and I found it a little bit too melancholic in a way. Mm-hmm. Not that it's a bad thing. I like melancholic sounds, but I thought I'm not only a melancholic person. You know, I'm also a very happy person, very excited about a lot of things. So I felt like this part of my personality is somehow missing in my music, and in my music I only show one side of who I am. So I was thinking how I could get more of that in my writing. And that's also why I got more into including my father's heritage, because South American music oftentimes, just with the rhythm, the dance, has more of this, you know, happiness in the music as well.
Thank you so much, Julian. It sounds like your show is going to be quite a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
I've been speaking with Julian Maureen, jazz pianist and singer from Germany, who will be performing here with his quartet this weekend, the 18th and 19th of October at Alexis Bistro Ampa. Tickets are priced at 25 ringgit, and for more information, you can visit alexis.com.my. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. I'll leave you now with a bit more from Julian Maureen. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.